USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump, the Canadian Prime Minister, and the Mexican President have all signed documents concerning a new trade deal for North America. They signed them at the G20 summit as it began in Buenos Aires, Argentina this morning.
With our signatures today, we will formally declare the intention of our three countries to replace NAFTA with the USMCA, a truly groundbreaking achievement. Modern-day agreement.
The agreement still needs to be ratified by the U.S. Congress, Mexican lawmakers, and Canada's parliament. President Trump reacting to reports that he considered giving Vladimir Putin a penthouse as part of a deal to build a Trump Tower in Moscow during the 2016 campaign, tweeting this morning he only lightly looked at doing that building, put up zero money, zero guarantees, and didn't do the project, end quote. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Police in Arizona mourning the death of a U.S. deputy marshal killed yesterday while serving a federal warrant in Tucson against a suspect accused of stalking another law enforcement officer. That suspect, a 27-year-old man, has been taken into custody. Marriott says hackers breached its Starwood guest reservation database recently, potentially exposing information on about 500 million guests. The hotel chain says it discovered it last week and is taking steps to fix the security breakdown. Thousands of Central American migrants are continuing to wait at the U.S.-Mexico border, hoping to make it into the U.S. Republican Senator Mike Lee says U.S. law must be followed.
What we're really afraid of in this country is mob rule and the behavior of a mob. What we have on the border is a mob taking advantage of that. That isn't right.
The Utah senator was speaking last night on Fox News at night. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The head of NASA says the head of SpaceX, Elon Musk, better forget about smoking pot and drinking whiskey on podcasts if he wants to keep flying astronauts to the International Space Station. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine saying yesterday that Musk's decision to puff a blunt and toss down some drinks during a podcast in September was, quote, not helpful and did not inspire confidence in his company. Pressure from Congress now convincing the Veterans Affairs Department to pay student veterans all the benefits they're due under the Forever GI Bill. A change yesterday in the course came a day after the VA told congressional staffers they would not retroactively pay vets whose checks were less than they were owed because of problems with the department's computer system. More nasty weather headed into the northern plains and the upper Midwest today. Up to a foot of snow is likely for parts of South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, and Minnesota. Some places could see a foot and a half, and stiff winds will be creating blizzard conditions. And scientists are trying to figure out why the Earth rang like a bell not long ago. National Geographic says earlier this month, a mysterious rumble rolled around the world with seismic monitors first picking up the event near Madagascar. It was then picked up in Chile, New Zealand, Hawaii. One seismologist says he's never seen or heard anything like it. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.